We are joined in studio because downtown Galesburg is getting its first ever coffee crawl, which is coming up on Saturday, April 25th. And so this morning we have all the people behind it. So I'm going to go from my left to my right. Jess Ketchum from Innkeepers, Stephanie Sikorsky and Sarah Baldwin of Orange Cup Sidecar, and then Caitlin Davis of the Beanhive. So good morning, ladies.
Hello.
We're going to start off with the basics. And so, Stephanie, I'm going to start with you, actually. For someone hearing about this for the first time, what's a downtown coffee crawl?
Well, have you ever been on a bar crawl?
I sure have.
How about that? The basic premise is the same. And honestly, I got to tell you, I don't want to say I invented it as if I'm the master of all ideas involving crawls, but I was visiting my sister out on the East Coast a couple years ago, and neither of us are big bar crawling type people, but we were looking to kill some time in her very cute town of Greenville, South Carolina, and I said, you know what? Let's make up our own crawl. Let's go on a coffee crawl of our own. We had so much fun killing it, just sampling coffees and sitting down and catching vibes. And I was like, this is such a fun idea. I kind of mentioned it around here to some of my friends sitting at this table. And I was like, you ever heard of a coffee crawl? What if we invented one in Galesburg? And here we are.
Nice.
So walk us through it. What's when somebody shows up on Saturday, April 25th, what's going to happen?
We're very excited to the folks who are purchasing tickets off of our event. They are going to be treated to a coffee lover's community VIP experience. I don't want to brag, but downtown Galesburg is going to be full of people who are junked up on Java and their favorite beverages. It doesn't have to be a coffee lover's delight. And they are going to experience samples. They are going to be treated to a VIP experience with discounts and tasty treats and coffee and beverages at our big three locally owned coffee shops here in Galesburg. So that's Orange Cup Sidecar, Innkeepers, and the Beanhive. And we're very excited with these three coffee connoisseurs to open up their doors to these folks who've bought a ticket. They're going to have a bag that they get to take home with, a specially designed boutique bag, a punch card giving them some ability to be in a big drawing that we're going to have. And then I can't not mention the trolley that's going to be trouncing up and down Main Street. You can walk or ride on the trolley to the different stops on the coffee crawl. That trolley is being provided by the Vault Artisan Ales. So we've got a collaborative downtown Galesburg experience in the works, and we can't wait to tell you more about it.
Well, I was wondering about this trolley. At what point do you switch to decaf, and are you even going to need a trolley?
I'm a little concerned that you might have a valid point there, but I really want an Instagram picture on the trolley, and I think all my friends are going to like it, so maybe it's just there for aesthetics, but, you know, you do you.
There you go.
So tickets, I believe, are $40. Talk about what that gets you.
Yeah, so your ticket gets you your customized tote bag, which gives you access into everything about the crawl. So you get access onto the trolley, and when you go into each location, they'll know that that is your time to, or you're part of the crawl, and they'll be able to give you your samples or other merch that they have provided that day. We also have, she mentioned the punch cards that are included, and then we're hoping to get some other things to fill the bags.
Those are pretty big bags, too.
Yes, yeah, they're giant. They're 16 by 20.
They're so cute.
And they're zipper tote bags. They have a zipper pocket on the inside as well. So you cannot lose anything. They are giant. They have a flat bottom, too, so you can set them down, and then they have all the logos on them.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to get Trader Joe's a run for their money, right?
Yeah.
They're pretty into bags, right?
And you can use this bag now forever, and you can fill it along the way. That's the idea, is you're going to get so many things, so you might as well fill up this bag.
What are the hours going to be that day?
It is 8 to 11:30.
Well, I got an obvious question is, what if you don't drink coffee?
Yeah, that's a great question.
We got options for you guys.
Sarah at Sidecar, tell us what options we could have.
We've got teas. We have monster drinks. That's Orange Cup specialty. We've got lemonade. We've got decaf, for those of you who don't want to be overly caffeinated, because that's a lot of coffee. We've got, I think that's about it, honestly, from us, from a beverage perspective anyways.
Right.
Yes.
Plenty of options.
Yes.
Lots of treats along the way, too. Mm-hmm. Pastries, bread, all different kinds of things.
So our guests are representing the downtown coffee crawl, April 25th. Let's go one at a time through the different places. Jess, tell us about Innkeepers Fresh Roasted Coffee, you know, kind of about your story and then what they can expect that day.
Yeah, absolutely. So my husband Ben and I took over Innkeepers about 5 years ago now. It's gone so quick. And through that time, you know, I always said that my favorite part about coffee shops is the vibe that you get on like a weekend morning, whether it's girlfriends getting together or maybe you had a little too much fun the night before. So you really just need that pick-me-up. Whatever brings you into a coffee shop on a Saturday or Sunday morning, we're always glad to welcome them. So I think that this coffee crawl is just an extension of that. So we'll be giving you all of your favorite things that you appreciate about Innkeepers on any morning, really, but especially on those Saturday mornings, which is just a great atmosphere to enjoy friends and the community together, while also including some of our other coffee friends in the community. Some specials that we'll have that day, we are going to have a drink special for that morning. My staff is still working on exactly what that's going to include. Fortunately, I've got a phenomenal staff that does that for me. So they study all the cool drink trends of the spring, and they will have a good, awesome option for that morning. We will also have a pastry promotion as well. And then we were going to have a photo opportunity to get your Instagram photos. So our friend Lydia at Best Day Ever Events is going to have a balloon photo opportunity for us, weather permitting outside, so you can enjoy the patio. But like Stephanie said, there's a reason there's a trolley. So if it rains, you'll have transportation back and forth, and we'll be ready to greet everyone inside.
Awesome. Sarah, how about you? Let's tote up some orange cup.
Yeah.
Talk about that journey a little
bit. Sure. So we now have four locations in Galesburg, the newest of which is where we'll be hosting our coffee crawl, which is at Orange Cup Sidecar, 337 East Main Street. We're really excited to be downtown. That was kind of a goal of ours. Coffee crawl wise, we'll have a lot to drink, but the thing that I'm most excited to offer and the thing that I'm proudest to offer at Orange Cup Sidecar is our sourdough bread. That's a special interest and love of mine. We do bagels, we do sandwiches, we do all of our coffee and everything, but that's the real thing that I'm excited to share.
That's a trendy thing too.
It is. I feel like it came about in COVID, and I was like, no, I was doing it before that, just for the record. But it's been really fun to be able to bring. It's been a dream of mine. So that'll definitely be included in the ticket price. We're just excited. I hope the weather's going to cooperate. We'll hopefully have some music going, and like Steph said, just bringing the vibes.
Right.
Yeah.
How about Caitlin? Talk about the Beanhive.
Yeah, the Beanhive will have, we'll try and carry on the atmosphere of what a typical day at the Beanhive looks like. It's cozy, it's comfortable, it's very community filled. One of the things Mary, and I know she's very proud of, is bringing in different people from the community. So we do open mics on Saturdays. So that'll be happening actually later on. So hoping some people come back for that from 2 to 4 every Saturday. But especially on that coffee crawl Saturday, it would be really cool. Some of the things that we'll have as an option is our pastries, like the cinnamon rolls, the muffins. We have cookies. We'll also have some samples of blueberry lavender tea, which is a specialty there at the Beanhive. So we're just excited to show what the Beanhive looks like, what it feels like, and how awesome it is to be a part of.
Right on. Of course, we're talking with Sarah Baldwin, Stephanie Sikorsky, Jessica Ketchum, and Caitlin Davis on Galesburg's Morning News. So this collaboration between three competing businesses, of course, Steph, you alluded to it, but kind of talk more about, you know, how it all came together and how it works. I mean, you don't always see competing businesses teaming up.
That's very true. I think that there's something very special that we've touched on here with this Downtown Galesburg Coffee Crawl with these three particular coffee stores. They are, as you've mentioned, competitors, but they're all locally owned. And I think that when you're a small business owner, you can appreciate the hustle and the struggle and the work that you put in to present your passion to your customers. In this case, coffee tends to gather people in a community type aspect, and people are looking for a third place, a comfortable place, a place that they can say is their spot. And what the coffee crawl does is it combines all three. So let's say perhaps there are people who are loyal to the Beanhive, or they're loyal to Innkeepers or to Sidecar. They may not visit the other stores, but we are trying to communicate you're welcome at all stores. Shopping local is loving local, and that's what we want to promote more than anything. And when the downtown Galesburg community businesses thrive, competitors or not, our whole community thrives. And so if we can invite people to be a part of that mission, to bring people together, to support local businesses, to do all three in one hop, who would ever go to all three coffee shops in one stop? You're not going to do it. I don't do it. And I love coffee. So this is an invitation to experience all three, to be proud of our downtown, and to support it.
You know, we're going to bring Steph in for a PSA.
She's so good at this.
Yes.
You know, we're known as the pancake capital of the world, but before that, we were kind of, you know, the coffee capital too. You know, there's been a huge boom in coffee shops in Galesburg. And, you know, Jess and Sarah, why do you think that works with so many coffee shops?
I think we all offer something different. I think there's space for everyone, and we have really, really wonderful community here and really, really wonderful customers.
Absolutely.
And I'm so grateful for all of them. I'm sure you guys are too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I just think that all three of the coffee shops, especially those local ones, offer such a phenomenal product that it's easy to support them. It's easy to want to go back, and you can find something that you love at any of them.
Absolutely.
And to play off that real quick, I think the owners also have a huge part in that, and people come to see you guys and support you guys. So just know that that's really part of your community, and you guys are doing amazing.
Thank you. We love our customers.
Just in general, are there any trends in the coffee world these days? What's popular?
I think that the energy drink is a trend. Mm-hmm. Proud to say that we've been doing it for a while, maybe before it got trendy. But that's definitely something that I've seen come about a lot more.
Seems like protein is the thing.
Yeah.
Is that going to be a thing at coffee places, protein?
We do some protein drinks. We serve a Core Power drink. So you can either do Core Power in your coffee. You can do it in your Monster drink. We do a lot of syrups and stuff. It definitely makes it taste better than just drinking like a straight energy drink, you know.
Something I always enjoy, and I don't even drink all of them, but I always enjoy all of you. I think have like monthly specials. You know, you have your board come out, and you know, monthly specials. How do you come up with those?
We have a fantastic team who put their heads together. These baristas. So we have like hundreds of syrups, right? And the combos that they come up with, I could put stuff into a cup sometimes, and it'll taste like soap. These guys do it, and it's incredible. And they get so creative with how they want to theme it and what they reach for and all the different flavors. And the fact that they remember these, we do these monthly boards. It doesn't mean at the end of the month we stop making these drinks. Mm-hmm. We will make these guys remember drinks from years because we've been doing this for a long time. I don't know how they remember all of these things, but they do. And they'll not only remember the drink, they remember you ordered it last time. And they'll have it ready for you when you walk in the door. It's really just an incredible crew.
One of the things that I love about visiting any of the coffee shops, and I can be found at any of them at any particular time, that's for sure, for true. One of the things I want non-coffee drinkers, or maybe if you're not familiar with these monster drinks that or energy drinks that you refer to, mm-hmm. I've walked into Innkeepers or any of the counters, and I've said, I don't know what I feel like today, but I want something warm. And these folks will help me craft a drink that makes my day. And so why wouldn't I want to share that experience? And so I think that's part of what we're trying to build here as well. So if you're listening today and you're like, oh, I don't know, a coffee crawl, not really my thing. I'm a Folgers gal. I'm telling you what, you visit any of these stores with us on the coffee crawl day and they will find you a beverage. I dare somebody to find.
Well, it's also about the experience, right? It's not only a product.
Yeah.
I mean, I go into all three of these too, but there's such a nice vibe and they're mm-hmm. all different, but it's just a welcoming, comfortable time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think a lot of our other downtown retailers will have promotions that day or extended hours. So not only are you coming downtown to get good coffee and visit these three spots, but you could certainly make your way up and down Seminary Street or some of the other shops on the downtown area. And they would be so excited to see mm-hmm. you supporting local as well.
Absolutely. Shop local everywhere, not just for coffee.
Where do you see the event going? I mean, it could obviously grow, but mm-hmm. what are the limits to it? I mean, city-wide.
Well,
Stephanie's our dreamer.
Yeah. I'm a glass half full kind of gal, so I don't want to jinx it, but I'm hoping it's our first annual downtown Galesburg coffee crawl. And I'm not going to name anybody else, but trust me when I tell you, like some other establishments in town have said, well, we do espresso martinis, or we could do a beer, coffee flavored beer. So I don't want to say that we're going there. I just want to get past Saturday, April 25th. But I think we might be onto something. Mm-hmm. And I really hope this is the first of many.
Right on. We're getting low on time, Jay. But yeah. For how do you get tickets? What's the deadline to get tickets?
Well, I think we're going to sell until we sell out.
Yep.
And so the more the merrier in this type of situation. So you can purchase tickets online. We have a Facebook event that is built for this. I think that's going to be the best place for folks to seek us out. You could go to the Beanhive socials, Orange Cup Sidecar socials or Jessica's socials at Innkeepers and find links to the Facebook event for the Downtown Galesburg Coffee Crawl on Saturday, April 25th. Tickets are on sale there.
There you go. Anything else we forgot to mention? Anything else folks need to know before the 25th?
It's rain or shine.
Yeah. Come and have fun, yeah.
Stay up really late the night before.
Yes, exactly.
You're really going to...
Oh, we will be selling tickets or having the bags and everything for tickets at Park Plaza that morning from 7:30 to 9:30.
Yeah. Look for us there. Look for me and Caitlin there.
We'll jumping around, bouncing, have coffee crawl signs, all the things.
There you go. Excellent. Well, ladies, thank you very much for coming in. Hope it's a great event. Sounds like it's going to be a great event, well organized, and I... Hope it goes great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been Sarah and Stephanie of Orange Cup Sidecar, Jessica from Innkeepers, and of course Caitlin from the Beanhive. The first ever Downtown Galesburg Coffee Crawl, Saturday, April 25th, 8 o'clock to 11:30. Tickets $40, included custom tote bag, punch card, unlimited trolley rides, and treats at each stop.
Thank you, ladies, very much for coming in. This is Galesburg's Morning News.